So Jesus gives these two parables, one of the 10 virgins and one of the talents, and it is the parable of the talents that I'd like to draw attention to today. The one man God gives 5 talents to. To the next man he gives 2, to the next he gives 1. And they go out and do what they do. The man with 5 turns it into 10. The man with 2 turns his into 4. The man with 1 buries his. Talent in this story is money, of course, but it also describes all of life. The man who had been given 5 talents or giftings, abilities, kingdom, opportunities, goes out and doubles the investment of the master. The man with 2 talents or giftings or abilities goes out and doubles what he has been gifted with for the master. The man with 1 talent or gifting doesn't do any of that. He doesn't double the master's investment. He buries it in the ground. When they all come to give an accounting, the 2 men who had doubled theirs give them to the master, who welcomes them in to the fellowship of the good. The one that didn't do anything comes and presents the 1 talent back to the master. And the master takes it from him and throws him into outer darkness. The thing that has always struck me about this story is that it wasn't a 75% return or a 50% return that these men gave. The man with 5 talents didn't return 7 and say, "Look, I've returned 2 additional for your glory, for you, my master." In this story, the 2 men returned 100% on the master's investment. And this speaks of the full and absolute commitment of our lives that is required and given to our master, Christ. We have each been given talents, abilities, money, resources, kingdom, opportunities, and each of us have been given in accordance to what the master wanted us to have. Some more than others. But the ones that have received more are responsible for more. They are responsible for what they have been given. But each of us are required to go take what we have been given. And with a kingdom perspective, use our lives to return 100%, to double what we've been given in order to return it to our master. We don't get to sort of slouch around and do a good thing here or there, read a scripture here or there, do good deeds here or there to make ourselves feel good and feel spiritual and feel as if we're a good person and we're on the right road and nobody's perfect, and just sort of give ourselves an excuse for living a somewhat lazy life. That isn't what this story depicts. We are slaves of Christ willingly. We have given ourselves over to the King for the kingdom because we have been redeemed. It's a fair trade. It's beyond a fair trade. The offer is eternity. The offer is eternal life with God in exchange for the full commitment of our lives here on earth to advancing God's kingdom here on earth. But this is an all or nothing proposition. You don't get to be part way in the kingdom. You don't get to say, well, I've got both feet in the kingdom, but I have these idols in my life that I worship. Money, relationships, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever. And those things I just can't seem to kick. And I don't really want to give them up. And so these little pieces I'm going to keep outside the kingdom because I really actually want to bow to them. Well, that doesn't leave your 2 feet in the kingdom. You're out. We don't get to be part way in. We are either all in or all out. Jesus says about the lukewarm person, the person halfway. I'll spit that person out of my mouth. I have less respect, Jesus says, for the person halfway than for the person all the way out. A person is out, but I respect that more than the person playing the game, halfway in, halfway out. So we must understand, Jesus is about to go to the cross here. He is about to suffer terribly, inhumanely, for us. And as you see from the last few days, he's saying a lot of things, but they're very direct, and they have an urgency to them and a lament in them. They are down in a way. They are urgent and vital and sobering. And he's saying, look, I'm about to go give my all. I'm about to go demonstrate what I am telling you. And there is going to be no fun or joy in it. I'm going to suffer as much as a human body can. And then I am going to take on the spiritual death that belongs to you. It's an all or nothing proposition, and I am going to give my all, commend my spirit into the hands of my Father, and wait for him to say it is enough. And I believe he will raise me back to life. But you have the same proposition. It's an all or nothing thing. You don't get to play kingdom. You can't be out of the kingdom, but play that you are in on TV. And just, it doesn't work that way. So as you contemplate your day today, invite Christ to show you the areas that you have not surrendered to the kingdom, and contemplate seriously what this means, because it changes the way we look at everything. It changes the way we approach everything to understand that our entire lives, everything that we are, is required here in the service of the King. Everything that we have belongs to the kingdom. Our homes, our resources, our jobs, our relationships, our vehicles, everything that we are is a kingdom resource that we are stewarding. It's not that God just says, okay, now that you know this, go give everything away. No, we are stewarding what has been given to us. But it is talent given from the King for the kingdom. And everything that we do and everything that we have must be used to replicate itself to bring a 100% return to the King. And that looks different for each of us. But the Holy Spirit will not be silent. So, Jesus, we invite you. Speak to us of these deeper things. It is sobering and hopeful at the same time. Sobering to consider that we may have been playing a game. We may have been appeasing our own conscience, not realizing that that isn't kingdom at all. Sobering to discover that we have some work to do. Hopeful, because once we get our heads around the idea of total surrender to you, life can can really begin. Once we unentangle ourselves from the things that we think we are protecting because they are ours, and realize that they are simply gifts that you have given us to steward for the season of life that we are in, and that everything that we are and everything that we have is given to serve you. Well, that sets us free. That gives us permission to love extravagantly and give worship and praise to you, because all comes from you and all is yours. And it takes away all the guesswork, because we are responsible to obey and steward well, but we are not responsible to hoard and amass and protect. We are just responsible to love and obey.